Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 239 of Beyond the Supernatural. We're still in the monsters section, and we're still discussing the monster from yesterday, the quote-unquote, the alleged devil ghost, which is based on the Mothman mythos, but is actually nothing like Mothman except for having red eyes and wings, and the fact that I'd rather not be thinking about either of them late at night, which I am, by the way. I am recording in the dead of night. I'd maybe rather not think about the Mothman at night because he's spooky. I don't want to be thinking about the devil ghost in the dead of night because he infuriates me. As we discussed yesterday, the devil ghost is this kind of like ghost-like, skull-headed, red-eyed, 10-foot-tall, but weirdly introverted creature that just likes to fuck with people. Doesn't really like to show himself directly, likes to kind of plant the seeds, manipulate people. On today's page, 239, we really dig into how and why the devil ghost operates this way. And as I read this page, I can just feel my fury rising. Like, I'm not often a player in a role-playing game, but somewhere within me, there still resides the fury of a player who has been ill-used by a GM, and I can feel that rising in me as I read. Follow along, see if you feel it too. Quote, "A consummate liar and trickster, the devil ghost likes to convince people it is something other than what it really is, and torment as many innocent people and latent psychics as possible with clairvoyant dreams, visions, and visitations that confuse and frighten them." Already huge red flags. A liar and trickster who tries to pass itself off as something it isn't and tries to trick the psychic player characters by giving them fake results from clairvoyance and other psychic powers. This is not what I signed up for. I wanted to play a psychic, not a dupe who gets jerked around by a monster pretending to be an angel or my dead parents or whatever, giving me fake visions to misdirect me so that I think the plot is one thing, but it turns out to be a different thing. That's an example of a thing that sounds fun to a GM, but it sucks for a player. To continue, quote, "A favorite ruse is appearing in dreams and visions, and sometimes in person, though always at a distance and in shadow, as an angel, guardian, or alien being who wants to help, but is itself supposedly hunted, under attack, or working in secret to undermine, quote, evil forces." Oh, wonderful. A luminous being is going to appear to me to say, "You are the chosen one. I have revealed myself to you and given you secret information because I need you to help me because the forces of evil are upon me." Typical role-playing game stuff, except in this case, it's a lie. It's a lie meant to jerk me around, to make me go on a mission, and then after the mission, the GM gets to be like, "Ha ha ha, it was not really Mothman all along. The devil ghost strikes again." Yeah, feels good, big man. Congratulations, GM. What am I supposed to do when an angel shows up and tells me to do something? I mean, in real life, I'll be honest with you, the first thing I would do after an angelic visitation is look for some psychiatric help. And with that base covered, I don't know. I mean, I like to think that I'm a reasonably skeptical, not cynical individual, but am I going to go out of my way to do something because an angel told me to? I don't know anything about angels. Like, do you have any credentials for me? Because I don't know what an angel is supposed to look like, but I also don't know what a ghost looks like. You could be a ghost pretending to be an angel, or you could be a demon pretending to be an angel, or an alien pretending to be an angel. All these are big blanks for me. I can't be out here doing chores for every glowing creature who wants to accost me in the middle of the night and give me a to-do list. But that's real life. In a role-playing game, there's a social contract, there's a tacit understanding of all the countless things that my player character could do in this fictional world. The GM is going to convey to me, like, hey, here's what's happening, here's the story, here's what's of interest in this world, and I'm supposed to, like, pay attention to it and go do it, or do something related to it. So if an angel shows up telling me, hey, you're the chosen one, go fight evil, I'm pretty much going to do it. I'm gonna go fight evil. And what I don't want to hear is 3 sessions later, or God forbid, 10 or 12 sessions later, the GM telling me, haha, you idiot, angels aren't real. You got tricked by a devil ghost. Because devil ghosts are real. Suck it, player character. So annoying. Such a non-twist. It was this made-up thing you've never heard of all along. And way to punish players for trying to do the right thing, by the way. This is why player characters are always trying to fucking kill your innocent NPCs and ravage the towns and do heists and get in car chases and break shit. It's because if they take initiative to be dumbasses, at least they don't need to worry about the GM gloating at them. for being gullible enough to take a goddamn angel at its word. Anyway, what does a devil ghost do once it's got its hooks into you and it's got you believing that it's an angel or a spirit patron or whatever? Quote, like a demonic confidence artist, once the devil ghost has its suckers on the hook, it begins to send them on wild goose chases, running around helter-skelter in an elaborate plot for its own twisted amusement. It is, however, always careful to provide just enough truth, create just enough coincidence, doubt, and innuendo to keep its victims guessing, worried, concerned, and on the hook. Wonderful. Oh, perfect. It would be bad enough if the devil ghost just abused the position of the GM in the game to trick the players and the player characters into thinking X was the plot, so we go down this rabbit hole, we go through this investigation, and we end up in a trap. That sucks. Worse, though, is wild goose chases, red herrings, whole sessions spent doing things that don't matter. Why? Because the devil ghost, who the players don't know exists, who exists only in the self-satisfied imagination of the GM, is sitting there in his devil ghost lair, in his extra-large easy chair, sipping on brandy, laughing at the player characters. Ho, 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 ho. I've sent them to retrieve the enchanted goblet. But the enchanted goblet is no such thing. It's simply a conventional goblet. But it's certainly causing them a lot of trouble, isn't it? Ho, 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 ho. But of course, this is not said out loud because nobody fucking knows it. Only the GM knows it. The GM gets to sit here and be smug. None of us know what's going on. We think we're playing a role-playing game. We're just getting worked. We're just getting worked by the GM for the GM's, I'm sorry, the devil ghost's personal amusement. I can't wait for the scene a couple of months from now where the devil ghost tells us, all of these petty errands you've been on have all been for my amusement. Hey, and a good thing too, because guess what? They sure weren't for my amusement. Do I look fucking amused? Do I seem bitter about this? I do hate this. I do have experience with this. Quote, the devil ghost loves to target latent psychics and inexperienced psychic investigators, both an easy mark for its deceptions and powers, and favors weaving plots involving conspiracy, secrets, and betrayal. It goes on to say, it is important to note that despite all the smoke, mirrors, and lies, there is always a genuine tragedy, danger, or conspiracy at work, which makes the monster's machinations all the more convincing and cruel. I could go on and on in this page, but I'm going to pick this as the dumbest thing. Twofold. First of all, going after inexperienced psychic investigators and latent psychics. I kept wondering, why latent psychics? And then I figured it out. It's because mechanically, their powers work in a way where the GM dictates to you, the player, when your powers activate, which means mechanically, the GM can manipulate the player by giving them a vision and making it seem like the GM is activating the latent psychic's power, but actually, it's the devil ghost giving a fake vision to the character. It is absolutely the devil ghost, a character in the fiction, taking advantage of the mechanics of Beyond the Supernatural to make the GM's misdirection more plausible, which is dirty pool. When you play a latent psychic, what you're saying is, hey, I'd love to play a character who's a psychic but can't really control it. So when I have a vision of the future, you just tell me what I see. I don't turn it on. I just see it uncontrollably. And the GM's like, sure. I'll give you reliable visions of the future. Certainly I will. And then the GM decides that there's a devil ghost hanging around somewhere, lurking in the fucking rafters, never tells any of the players about it, and takes advantage of the rules to feed this player all kinds of bullshit, send them on fool's errands, send them on pointless missions, and then one day rub their face in it. And on top of all this, the devil ghost is never just dicking around. It's never all lies. The devil ghost plot is another layer on top of an underlying reality. There is a real conspiracy or a real accident that's about to happen, like the bridge collapse in the Mothman story or whatever. So that, number one, this is all super confusing and impossible to untangle for anyone but the GM. And number two, if a player ever gets wise and is like, hey, why are we believing all these dreams again? All the GM has to do is present some real evidence. Like, oh, when you go into the warehouse where the dream told you to go, you find incontrovertible proof that there really is a true conspiracy in the town, just like the dream said. All settled, right? You guys totally believe in those dreams because here's evidence that there's a thing going on. And then everybody's like, oh yeah, I guess we're wrong. I guess these are real visions. And the GM's like, these fools, these simpletons. Little do they realize that while there is an actual plot that only I know about happening behind the scenes, with only tiny bits of evidence being leaked out to misdirect them, there is also secretly a devil ghost that only I know about behind the scenes leaking out tiny bits of false information, and the two of them are mixed in such a way that they could never possibly ever, ever determine what the fuck is really happening in this role-playing game. How much fun for everyone at the table, except all of the players. Just the GM. The GM is having so much fun. Him and his devil ghost in their smoking jackets, sipping brandy together in the devil's mansion, tittering to one another. It's the deliberate attempt to muddy the plot of the game as a way to jerk the players around. It's so counter to fun, so counter to good storytelling. It's incredibly frustrating to have a monster devoted to facilitating the GM in this annoying behavior. That's the dumbest thing on this page. Can you believe we're talking about the Devil Ghost for another goddamn day? Join me next time for that on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.